This is edition number 2365 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge talking newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid Devon Advertiser, the Teignmouth Post and the Dawlish Gazette for the week ending Thursday, 26th of September. Hello, I'm Brian, and reading with me today are Charmaine and Beryl, and our sound engineer is Len. Bit of information to bring you first of all today from the RNIB, from whom I've started to get a regular newsletter. Some of you may get this as well, but I thought I'd just pick out one or two bits from the latest edition. First of all, this is National Eye Health Week, which runs until Sunday. Its object is to raise awareness of the importance of good eye health and regular eye tests for all. But I must say, I haven't noticed any national or local publicity about it. Secondly, RNIB are asking blind and partially sighted women to tell them about their experiences. RNIB's Voice of the Customer team is looking for blind and partially sighted women across the UK to share experiences of what it's like to be a woman with sight loss. They are researching the challenges people face through online focus groups to help contribute to creating a more inclusive society. They'll discuss topics including relationships, motherhood and parenting, personal safety and getting around, and employment. They would love to hear from you, whatever your circumstances. And I assume that means they'd like to hear from you whether you have online access or not. You can call the RNIB helpline on the following telephone number, 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, and asked to sign up to the Voice of the Customer focus groups. And finally, RNIB offers congratulations to all the Great North runners. A huge thank you to the 66 incredible runners who took on the Great North Run for RNIB on the 8th of September. Thanks to their dedication, energy and determination, they've raised an incredible £24,145 in total so far. Well, that's the introduction for this week, so let's press on with the local news. And this week's headlines are Homes Plan Delayed Again. In Teignmouth, race is on to find a new home for Teignmouth surgery. And from Dawlish, Sort Brook Out. Petition demands action to clear waterway. Track 2 will contain the track listing, and the headline stories will be on track 3.